Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. One of the books that I think has probably had the single most profound impact on my career is a book by Seth Godin called Linchpin. I read Linchpin probably 10 some odd years ago. It was a long time ago. Pretty sure I was working at Ernst & Young at the time. Wasn't even an entrepreneur. Was working as a senior accountant or something like that at Ernst & Young, large corporate institutional setting. But I learned so much from this book, not so much about being an entrepreneur, although it's very relevant and beneficial, but just about being a good professional, just about being somebody who creates value and strengthens the people around them. And the thing that I really learned most from this book is the importance of exerting emotional labor. That what Seth Godin explains in the book, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember how he articulates it, but I remember what I got out of it. And what I got out of it was skills, talents, smarts, those are great. But that's not really what sets you apart as a professional. What sets you apart as a professional in any field, in any endeavor, in any industry, is the emotional labor that you're willing to exert. There's a lot of smart people out there. There's a lot of people in any field who are really, really good at what they do. And to an extent, it's easy to do things that are easy. It's easy to apply skills and talents and abilities that come very natural, come very easy to you. What's hard for most people is exerting emotional labor. And emotional labor to me is going the extra mile. It's going beyond what is on the table, what's easy, what's low-hanging fruit. It's going beyond just talking to the people who are willing to listen to you. It's going beyond just dealing with people at a very surface, superficial level. And exerting the emotional labor required to empowering people to get better results and better outcomes for themselves and for the people they care about. It's a very long-winded explanation. I can appreciate that. But let me tell you why I'm thinking about this. And maybe it'll make more sense to you that way. I just got off a call with a prospect. Now, as much as I tell people that you've got to have as many conversations with prospects, with potential clients as possible, and that your income is directly tied to the number of conversations that you're having with prospects, with buyers, with people who are in a position to purchase from you, it is much easier said than done. And the reason for that is because having a meaningful conversation with a buyer, which I've talked about very recently on this show, is an exercise in exerting emotional labor. If you're doing it right. If you're doing it wrong, it's very easy. It's a very superficial conversation. It's sounds a lot like, oh, so what do you do? Oh, so what are your challenges? Oh, so how can I help you? Oh, so here are our products, here are our services, here's our pricing. What other options are you looking at? Is now the right time to buy? These are very superficial sales conversations. These are the kind of conversations that most sales organizations are trained to have. Nobody really gets anything out of them. It's a simple, we have a thing to sell. Are you the right person to buy it? That's the kind of conversation most people are having when they think of a sales conversation. That's not the kind of conversation that creates value. That's not the kind of conversation that I want you to have with your prospects, because that doesn't get anywhere. All that does is it gives buyers an option to buy your thing if they already know that they want it. And if they don't, you haven't done anything for them. The better way to do this is to have conversations that uncover the truth, that uncover the deep, deep issues and problems and challenges that your buyer is facing. And getting to that level is a challenge in and of itself. And then once you're at that level and you've uncovered those problems, you've uncovered the truth, motivating them to do something about it and to take action is another challenge. And all of this is an exercise in emotional labor. And in the end, even after you've exerted all of this emotional labor to try to get them to a place where they see the truth, they see the challenge, they see the opportunity, and they see the path ahead, the two paths ahead, rather, the path where they don't do anything or they do the wrong thing, and the path where they do the right thing, which involves working with you, they may still not buy. Actually, more often than not, they will not buy. Like, unless your close rate is more than 50%, which is very rare. And I would argue if it is more than 50%, you're probably not having enough conversations because you're probably only talking to people that are almost a sure thing and you're just taking an order. Chances are your close rate's more like, if you're good, 20 to 30%. Then as a result, most people are not going to buy, right? Only the 20 to 30% are going to buy. And it's not easy to exert all of that emotional labor, having these conversations, getting people to a place where hopefully they can see the opportunity and then they still don't buy. It's really tough. Like, you may be able to tell, I'm a little drained right now. I came out of one of these conversations. It was a good conversation and I'm exhausted because that's hard. Like, I had to leave the office and take a walk. I'm sitting out by the lake right now. You can probably hear the waves coming onto the shore. I'm sitting right by the shore. Like, I needed to just get away, take a moment and process because it's hard work. And that's a sign that you're onto something, though. That's a sign that you're doing this right. If you feel kind of tired, kind of exhausted, kind of drained, and not in a bad way. Like, I don't feel exhausted in that I'm upset or I'm bitter. I just feel a little bit, like that was a heavy conversation is what I'm saying. I feel like I came out of a heavy conversation because it was a heavy conversation for me and for the other party. Then that's a sign that you're on the right track, that you're exerting the emotional labor required to actually help people do something meaningful and not something superficial. So I can go on and on about this. I probably shouldn't. Bottom line is, emotional labor is where value is created. Doesn't matter how smart you are, doesn't matter how skilled or talented you are, if you're not exerting emotional labor with your prospects and with your clients, then you're not doing nearly enough. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.